On June 25th, Home Bank Shares, the owner of Centennial Bank, announced it was buying privately held Liberty Bank shares of Jonesboro. The merger will create the second largest bank holding company in Arkansas, with $7.1 billion in total assets. Carter says Liberty Bank brings a lot to the table.
If you've seen the footprint post-merger, it could not fit any better. Very little overlap amongst the markets. Makes a perfect fit. It's just a great fit for, I think, both banks, both institutions. Everybody's really just excited about it. It's truly historic.
Carter says a lot of meetings are taking place in Central and Northeast Arkansas about the merger.
It's a lot of tedious stuff. Like any other acquisition or merger, you got to go through any other bank activity. You got to go through regulatory approval, and both institutions have to have shareholder votes and that sort of thing. In addition to, everybody just getting to know each other and figuring out how we can serve the customer the very best we can. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Carter says the deals expect to be finalized this fall, pending final approval. Eric King is marketing manager with Centennial Bank. He says Carter has previously served as division president, and his familiarity with the bank and with Northeast Arkansas helped in the decision to hire Carter.
We're excited. Davey's been part of the Centennial Bank family for a long time, and his leadership skills and Davey's he's just an outstanding person, and he's an outstanding leader and banker too as well. So we're excited about this.
The combined company will have 151 branches and 1,500 employees in Arkansas, Florida, and Southern Alabama. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.